Our friend Jolene Radnati has come to visit us once again here at WQJZ with Read to Succeed. She's the executive director and has some great ideas. If you've got young ones in the house, let's get back into reading. Jolene, temptation is so great to sit down on the couch and turn on the streaming video and watch what's going on in the world. It's not just young folks. Everybody, we need to be reading, don't we?
I say we need to be reading and closing our mind off to all the stuff that's going on that's not pertinent.
Mm-hmm.
And just read and just get submerged. I was gifted by my sister-in-law, and this is one of my favorite things. It's a box of English tea, and it's called Novel Teas, get it? All of the little tabs have quotes. Today's was, "Books may well be the only true magic," by Alice Hoffman. There are some other ways we can help our kiddos. Let's just make it fun and let them read and not stress out. Like, start waking them up early. High schoolers as well. I mean, all ages. Read with them during the week or have some quiet time, nighttime, because school is starting the 6th, the 7th. Stop allowing your teen to go out at nights during the week. I know that's hard for some of the older kids. Mm-hmm. Consider rewarding your child for good grades. Some incentives to get them ready for school. Thinking of things to help your child be successful and not overwhelmed. One of the best ways is to make sure that they're reading every day. So then when they get back, they're not lost. They haven't had that summer slide. I do want to say that as school starts back and things are going on and life is crazy, really try to carve out some of that time with your child. And reading time should be part of it. It's something that they'll never forget and something that you'll never forget as a parent. It's a huge benefit for them, not only academically, but social, emotional, to spend that time with an adult.
I'm curious about how things are going with Read to Succeed. You always have trainings going on. Is there something coming up that you want to ask for volunteers for?
This is the first time that I can remember that we are almost pretty much solid with all of our teachers. This year, by the grace of all those that have been listening to WQJZ, we've had a lot of people calling in. And we are having another tutor training on August 8th. And if they have any questions, would like to come to our tutor training, we provide all the materials and instruction. And again, you don't have to speak a foreign language. We want you to be fluent in English. Please come on out. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 8th, and you can contact Tina Welch. She's our adult literacy coordinator, 615-738-7323. We have a tutor training on August 8th at 6 p.m. Again, 615-738-7323.
Jolene Radnati, the director of Read to Succeed here in Murfreesboro, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
As always, Tom, thank you, and thanks to WQJZ.